Boy, you've had some weather situations for this invite in the past, some really windy days, but it looks like, I know it's going to be a little cooler, but it looks like for the most part, hope and cross fingers, this one's going to be a go for Friday.
I hope so, yeah. We're looking forward to it. I think the cooler weather actually will help some of the athletes, if not all, because we haven't really had any warm or hot weather to speak of, you know, in a sense that we competed in. And so we had a nice weather last week. But so anyway, I think I'm looking forward to it. There is supposed to be kind of low winds and the cooler temperatures, and I think athletes will respond well to it. And we're looking forward to hosting a great meet for the kids.
Well, I looked at the entries already, and I know you got a day or so to go, but wow. I mean, there's a lot of good track talent around, you know, Central Nebraska, and you're not the weds out here. Western Nebraska going to be making their way into this one. Girls and boys divisions, going to be fun to watch, isn't it?
It is. It's very exciting, and that's kind of the intention of the meet, is to allow kind of, you know, your best to step forward, and not that the other ones can't, you know, step into that, but the younger ones can kind of see and learn from different examples being presented. But we don't do team scoring, so that allows someone to, you know, maybe kind of look at different options with an athlete and kind of see how that might play out. Maybe it offers a new opportunity for a team to find something out about an athlete. And also, I think what I enjoy is when you see some of the kids that come from maybe a Class D or Class C going against Class B and A and vice versa, and I think it just brings out the best in everyone. And you look at, you know, Sydney is just a solid team, both girls and guys, but, you know, Carson Leeling, who high jumps, you know, has high jump 6'1", which is one of the national standards, you know, leading the nation. Is, you know, to see her jump is fun to watch, and it brings out just the looking at the meet and watching just any athlete, whether they're from your school or not, the best in competition and such. And she also triples and long jumps. And Kearney Catholic has nice jumpers as well, has a great sprinter. So on that girls' side, there's a lot of depth coming in. We have Kipley Keeker has been triple jumping outstandingly for us this year. She's gone 35.9. And that's a new freshman record for us, and so she continues to do well. And so those types, you know, stepping into it, I know Sydney has a great hurdler. I think it's Chloe Ahrens, and she runs the hurdles very well. When you see that, it just makes it fun to watch. And so the girls' side will be definitely very loaded, and it's no different on the boys' side.
I was going to ask you that. Keeker girl, is that Coach Josh Keeker's, is that his daughter?
That is his daughter, yeah. It's his second daughter, and so the oldest graduated last year, and so Kipley's going through now. She started as she's a freshman for us, but she's been doing very well in the jumps, and she'll run probably the 400 for us, and she runs 4x1. But it's kind of fun to see them develop, and especially when you know their parents, and their parents had been a part of our program years ago, or he was, you know, when he went through high school. So it's neat to see that happening.
Yep, I can still remember the day when watching Josh and all those sports. I mean, yeah, doing it for a long time, and he was a really good athlete back in the day.
He was, and so Kipley definitely has picked the talent of her parents, and it's fun to see that for her to be successful that way.
As far as the rest of your team, your girls, the Sutton girls and the throws have, and those two sophomores have really performed well this year, haven't they?
Yeah. Aubrielle has done a great job. She is coming through and starting to pick up on some of her form. She did a lot of power throwing early on, and so now she's adding to her throws at the shot and discus, and has done a very good job. We have a freshman thrower, Julieta Ortiz. She's done outstanding for us. She's already throwing 33.3 or something is her best shot put, and maybe not as strong with discus, but she does well. And then Hadley Wolf has been a strong force as well. So our throwers, girl throwers, are doing well, and they come back in the discus, and they're just as strong. We have a freshman girl, Gabriella Carlson, and she's still developing, but she's getting close to that 100-foot mark. And so, our throwing area, both on girls and guys, has been very promising and looks very promising for the future.
I know on the girls' side, you scored a lot of points in the field events, and you got a girls 4x1. That's not too bad. Boy, that district of yours. I look at your district with Northwest and teams like that. Wow, I mean, that district when it comes around is going to be a tough one again, isn't it?
It is, and it's a strong district. We kind of flipped back and forth. We thought we were going to stay in the West, and now we're back to the central part. And either way, both are very top-notch districts, and so it will be tough. Our 4x1, we have a ways to go with that one, but they've shown some improvement on that. We probably don't have the pure sprinters like some other schools do, but, you know, these girls work hard towards it, and, you know, they'll keep improving the best they can. I'd like to see them get it down, obviously. So it's a little bit more competitive with those top relay teams, but it's a process, and you have to be patient with it. And they're still young. I think everybody on it is either junior on down, and so it's just a developing type aspect there. And our distance, Susanna Colmo does really well to help, you know, lead as a senior that way. And so on the track, we maybe don't have the strongest individuals compared to, you know, some of the schools, but they're developing, and they're working hard to keep improving.
And on the boys' side, your distance guys really, really running some good times right now.
They're slowly progressing. Yeah, I was kind of hoping we'd be at a little bit different mark by this time, but they're showing some good signs here and there. But they've been training. They train kind of year round, and it shows. The ones that are dedicated to that process, Laz Adami has done a great job. We're kind of working more speed with him now. Last week we just threw him in the open four just to get some speed before he ran the mile. And he's ran that mile well. He's in the mid 30, 4:30 range, and still wants to drop that quite a bit, but it's showing promise now. We need to kind of get him back in a 2 mile. It's been a couple of weeks since he's ran that in a competitive sense to kind of get the mark. Miguel Cruz has just done an outstanding job of kind of came off a strong cross country season, is now running strong in his 3200. Got his mile time down, or 1600 meter down, so he feels good about that. So he's progressing pretty well, and we have some other younger ones that just need more experience and more, you know, kind of just the race experience to help them see what they're capable of doing. And so we'll get to that. Herson Rodriguez, he's a junior. He's ran for us before, and he's doing well with the 8. He's taking him a while to get the time down. He didn't do the winter training like he should have, and it shows a little bit. But there's a lot of strength there in that area, and a little bit more depth in that region than we do with our other runners, like the sprinters. But they're still working at developing that, and we'll get there eventually. So.
Well, Coach, we're on the home stretch. You got your Bader invite. You've got your conference coming up here, you know, pretty soon. I know, boy, your conference is going to be kind of like that district with all the teams in there. That conference meet is going to be a dogfight, isn't it?
It will be, because a lot of our district teams are there at conference, and so you kind of see them 2 weeks in a row. And that's all right, because hopefully we'll see them a third week in a row when we go to state. And so you see how many people. It's a good tune-up, but, you know, it's a tough conference to work with. There's a lot of very good teams, and that's what you want, to kind of see kind of the best so that you prepare for your district and bring out your best on that day in early May, and get an opportunity then hopefully to go to state and just see yourself compete against the state's best and see yourself amongst them. So that's what we're excited about, and we feel like we have some athletes that are capable of achieving that.
Coach, what's the schedule look like? Field events, rented events for Friday?
We start everything at noon, and so we'll be running the field events at that time at 12, and then the running events are at 2 o'clock. We'll start with 3200 relay. It is a two-session meet, so that means there are finals, and then we go into the second session for some of the events, meaning we'll run the finals during that, so prelim or early on that. We'll run finals in the field events. And so the top 9 athletes will compete for, we medal 8 on this one. So we bring an extra person in on that one. So it's kind of a full meet schedule in that way. But it does start at noon at Ray Ehlers Stadium. And we'll be starting off with building them and hoping for a great day for all the athletes that are coming to compete.
Yeah, let's cross fingers that you get a nice day. You deserve it, because again, there's been some meets over the years, man. Who can forget a couple of years ago when the winds howling, the dirt blowing, and everything, and that wasn't a lot, and that wasn't any fun at all.
Yeah, it wasn't, and the kids were pretty resilient, and they were able to withstand some of that. But you know, those become stories that we tell quite frequently, just to say, you know, it could be worse. And so you make the most of it. You know, if you may allow the weather to be an issue, it'll become an issue. And so we just kind of. You step in and you just compete the best you can and see what it lends itself to. And you just hope, though, that the kids from all the schools get an opportunity, that it's a good day weather-wise, that they can compete and bring out their best.